to do. I'm glad you're here tonight. We appreciate you for being in the service with us. We're so thankful for the Lord. So many wonderful things and so many incredible aspects of the Word as we've been looking at it, doing our Galatians series. How many is enjoying this Galatians series? Well, I'm going to find our spot here, and we're going to get started. I'm somewhere in around 199 or so, Phil, I think. Is that it? I mean, 499, 500? All right. So I added a couple more. So let's start with that Romans 3:20 again. And we're in Galatians. We're looking at this Galatians series. Let me just tell you this. Everybody that's in the building is in here. I'm about to tell you something that's going to be life-changing for every person in here. All right? Everybody's here? Because I'll wait until whoever was here early, just in case they're in the restroom, I'll wait. Okay, let me go to, I'm not sure. Yeah, I finished that. Yeah, we'll start that Romans 3:20. Okay, Romans 3:20 is where we'll be. 3:20 and 23, I'll read that. Okay, everybody listen careful. Listen careful, careful, careful. Life changing is what's about to happen for all of you. How many wants your life to change? The best life you ever could even dream about having. This is for the young, the old, don't matter how young you are, or how old you are in here. So all of our kids, listen careful to this. I was sleeping the other night, probably not last night, but night before last. In the middle of my sleep, the Lord woke me up. It was around 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I glanced over at the clock. And when he woke me up, before I had awakened, I was already seeing in a dream the word intimacy. Anyway, I got up and I'm laying there. And the Lord began to show me different people in here who was finally going to get this word. It was become real to them. I could put my hand on top of your head. And the ones I seen weeping before the Lord, finally getting there. And he brought me to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, and the song began to develop inside my spirit. A song that started, "Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim, Yahweh is one, and thou shalt love Yahweh, thy Elohim, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your strength." And I've been meditating on that for the last few days. And I could tell you that's where we're going. This, the Lord's already preparing the message in another series called Intimacy after we finish Galatians. He said in the prophecy, "I'm 7 steps ahead of you for the rest of your life." 7 steps. We're not even close to finishing Galatians. And he's already setting up this intimacy. Well, I could tell you that he gave me the song, and our songs are going to be sung with intimacy. Now, I'm going to read something to you tonight. Now, I don't even know if I'm going to do Galatians tonight. I may just read this, and we just may go home and just soak in this. But if you'll start now, as we're finishing Galatians, sow into intimacy, I think this thing's going to just flood. It's going to be over, just a flood, and flow together, as it were, these two things as we finish. But I literally saw you. I can put my hand on you. I saw you weeping before Yahweh your Elohim, like you never wept before. Because you finally understood this intimacy. What does it mean? And I mean, it wouldn't go away. I couldn't sleep the rest of the night. I laid there and just went over it, and scripture would come to mind. And I never slept the rest of the night. And I can tell you, I was tired the next day. Then when daylight came, I was tired. I said, God, what is this about? And I can tell you that that's going to be our focus. We're going to focus on how to have that intimacy with Him in our church services and how important it is. The Lord says, when you finish Galatians, I have taken you through this scripture from Torah, understanding through Torah, through Galatians. When you finish Galatians, there ain't but one thing the people need, and that's to have intimacy with me. If you don't teach them another thing, if they'll just learn to relax in me, they'll be okay. So I'm telling you, that's why I told you Galatians series is important. Because if you grab hold to those principles and those truths, and all you do is come and then understand that I need to press in, then you're going to be in a position where your intimacy with God is going to have an attraction. It's going to be an attraction. People are going to want it so badly because of what you do. Now, I'm going to read this passage. I wasn't going to read it. I was saying, Lord, boy, this is going to be good, but man, it's a long way away. I'm going to read it tonight. I'm going to read this. This is the text to the series Intimacy. It sounds fascinating to me. Just the word has so much power to it. I'm going to read this to you. Because I want you to grab hold to this. I want you to soak in this. I want you to feel it. Where you can, when I was laying there, I can hear my heart beating. I can hear when I swallowed. Because of the nearness of God and the closeness of Him and how important it is for us to hold on to it and grab hold to it. So what I'm telling you right now is God's proof to us that He's seven steps ahead of us for the rest of our lives. We're not even finished this huge amount of information that He's given us. And He's opening Himself up in a whole new realm of what He wants. Now, I'm going to read this. When I read this, if you'll receive it, your intimacy will start tonight, unlike anything you've ever experienced in your life. If you'll do this, when you sense it happening for you, if you'll respond to it immediately. You respond to it. When you do that, what you've needed, what you've hoped for, what you've begged for, maybe in many cases, God will do it. Because all He's looking for is our pursuit of Him has to mean more to us than if He fulfills what we've requested. Because does he want you to have what you request? Well, sure He does. But not more than He wants you. And that's what it's all about. So, you know, we've been talking about this in Galatians. We talked about the law. And what the law was to us and is to us. But it wasn't a promise. It was still to come. The promise is Messiah. That promise comes. It was the continuation of the law, bringing us to the only one thing that can give us the hope that we need. So I'll read this. If we can go past this. Now, this is an addition to Galatians. This is not the Galatian series, but I feel responsible to not hold this till we're done, because it's going to be that many weeks before we're done. I feel responsible to at least involve you in what God is going to do in the lives of people. He already seen it. I already seen it in a lot of your lives. I already seen no matter what the difficulty is, no matter what the shortcoming is, no matter none of that, it doesn't matter. You might see your shortcoming. You might be frustrated with your progress. But that is beside the point in what God already showed me, that he's going to surpass what your shortcoming is and what you feel your progress is. This is a future event that he wants, but he wants to ignite it in us now to get us the time necessary to walk in it unlike any time of your life. Just say the word intimacy. It's powerful. It's a time with him. So I'm going to read this to you. And I read this, I'm just going to read it through. The moment you sense it attaching itself to you, bringing liberation, it ignites. You know, to me, what I saw is we have the word has been given, and it's like fumes. The fumes have been building in this cavity, and it just needs to be lit. And when it lit, it's explosive. And if you'd have saw what I saw, I'm talking about I seen people weeping and shaking and trembling before Yahweh. And I've never seen these folks do this. Never. But I seen it consistently happening. The Lord took me in. I was on this journey as I lay there, service after service after service, before service, after service. I saw all these different clips of the future. Before church service started, they were being moved with intimacy. During the church service, after the church service, on their way back home, after they got home. That's the power that God wants to release. So I'm going to read this to you. Here's one of the challenges for me. Let me tell you why I'm going to do this tonight. One of the challenges for me is I have all this stuff prepared. So naturally, I'm just going to move right along. But the challenge for me is, will I be obedient to the Lord, being led by his Spirit, when he says, I know that all this stuff's been prepared, but right now I want to interject something. I want to stop you right now and let you know this is going to be of primary importance for people to know and hear. And I got to be obedient to that, because in myself, I can say, well, Lord, hey, we're good to go. We're good to go. We're ready to go. I got 300 slides here. Just tonight, we'll do 300. We know we're never going to do that. But he said of the most important. So does that mean that it disqualifies what you have or what he's given you? But there's a time for everything. And right now it's time for you to hear this. Very, very, very important. So the song comes from Deuteronomy 6:4. That's where it comes from. I asked the Lord, I said, God, here I am. I'm laying in the bed. Unless you keep this melody in my spirit, I won't be able to keep it. I'm asking you to keep it. Keeping it refreshed in me, this melody. And I said, unless you remind me of the scripture, I won't remember them. It has to be etched in me, because I want to do what you want me to do. All right? So I'm going to read this to you. As I read this, this is the text. This is going to be the text to the series. This will be read maybe every time. At least a portion of it will be. There'll be many scriptures read concerning that series. But I want you, as this thing is ignited in you, you respond immediately. Don't delay, because intimacy is a word, and only a word, if you don't respond. Remember that. It's just a word. You can give a definition to it. You can love it. You can like it. But it means nothing to you unless you respond. It's your response. So let's read it. I did no slide for this. This is coming straight from night before last. In the wee hours of the morning. In a sound sleep. It was almost like neon lights. It wasn't neon lights, but it was like that. But it was in bold. I knew it was in bold. I saw this word intimacy. He said, this is where it's at. Here's the verse, Psalm 63. Psalm 63. Starting there with verse number 1. O Elohim, thou art my El. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wing will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for the foxes. But the king shall rejoice in Elohim. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Now I received that for myself. Now I got about, when I was going over this, I got in just a few verses into it, and I had that igniting happen in me. And so I couldn't leave it down. I couldn't pass it up. I couldn't say, I tried to. I said, well, Lord, it's going to be good when we get there. When we finish this Galatians series, Lord, it's going to be something. By then, there's no telling what we're going to know about this. Couldn't let it go. So I did what I feel the Holy Spirit has prompted me to do. You have to receive this for yourself. Now listen to me careful. You hear, and maybe you've been asking the Lord for things. Maybe you desire some things from the Lord. Chances of getting those things are only going to be produced because of the intimacy you're willing to step into. That's where they come from. You can have the knowledge of the scripture, but to apply that knowledge, to apply it, is going to be that intimate walk with him. That's how it's going to happen. And that's what he desires. He desires that. Now, what the Lord came along 430 years after the promise was made, the law came along. And the law couldn't fulfill it completely because it was not the finished work. But then Messiah came. And he said, it's not by the circumcision of the flesh, but the circumcision of the heart. So all of these things begin to line out. And so I pray that you would grab hold to this. You ever had questions? You ever wondered why? You ever wondered when it's going to be my turn? When is it going to happen for me? You got to love him more than anything else. When you do that, you're going to begin to understand what intimacy is all about. You've been asking God for miracles? You want God to bring a breakthrough for you? The only way that's going to happen is through our intimacy with him. Now, in this time of me seeing these things, and I seen individuals and their response to it, I could see you responding to them. A lot of times we want to, I don't want to be the cause of the igniting. You can help somebody along the way. You know, I don't want to be what causes that igniting to happen. I can lead you to a certain point. But your intimacy with Yahweh is not through the pastor. I can lead you to a certain point. But other than that, you gotta step through. You got to be the one who breaks through that. When you do, then that's real. You can have an emotion off of somebody else's emotion. And it's a real emotion. It's not like it's fake. But what he wants to give you is what you pursued. And the scripture I just read to you. So I'd be going over this. I'd let this be kind of a theme of the highlights of your prayer time, your devotion time, this Psalm 63. Because I'm going to tell you, there's power in that. Now, if I had the time to just break that down, which we could later on, but you can see it. It just becomes real to you. And I hope that it has, just me reading it to you, that if something stirred you up in there, and it's very important to you. Amen? So how many receive it for yourself? It's going to be important to you. I can get you to stand up right now and bring you close, but I don't want to be the reason you get ignited. I want it to be your pursuit for him, what you wanted. Now, there'll be a time for that. And it could be next service. It could be tomorrow. I don't know when it's going to be. But I wouldn't do anything. If I'd be you, whatever you do for the Lord, just, you know, some people say, I don't really do nothing in the church. You're here. That's doing something. You're in the building. When you're in the building, your pursuit for him ought to be solely upon what intimacy with him. That's what you're after. There's a big difference between desiring something from God and intimacy with God. There's a big difference there. And we don't mean you can't desire something from God, because he wants you to do that. But I can tell you there's a big difference there. So hopefully you'll see this as time goes on, even tonight, as you worship him. I seen young people. I seen our youngest ones that get up here and sing. I seen them shaking and trembling and weeping beyond their ability to even comprehend. That's how powerful it was. Beyond their ability. They had no idea. They was in it. They zoned in it. And they was in that, locked in with him. And that's our duty as adults, as young adults, as teenagers, is to make sure that if God showed us that, the littlest ones would be doing that. I saw it. I sat there and I wept as the Lord showed me this. I seen them trembling, little ones, in the presence and the glory of that intimate moment with the Father. Who wants that? Whose desire is that you and I can have Psalm 63 just come off the pages of Scripture and explode inside of us? When he showed me the little ones, that was not until I'd seen many others. He didn't show me them first. That was the last thing I saw. So I was taking it from God that he wants us to understand that we have a responsibility to train them up in the way they should go. We have responsibility to be leaders. We have responsibilities to sow good seed into our children. I didn't see them till the last moment of me coming out of this, almost like this vision, as it were. What does that mean? It means we have responsibility as the adults to make sure that we're in pursuit of this. Because what's going to happen, it won't stop with us. It's going to go on. It's going to go from one to the other to the other. Would that be all right with folks? Would it be all right? There are going to be many times. Listen to this. I was laying there. He said there'll be many times that there won't be a single word spoken as far as teaching going on. Not one single word. He said there'll be many times. Think about that. Who's ready to and willing to give God that time? He said there'll be many times there'll be no song. Not because God don't want to hear you sing. Is you won't be able to lift your hands to hit a note. No, open your voice to sing a song because of the glory and that intimacy that God wants to do that'll go through and through you, and there'll be healings, there'll be miracles, there'll be all those things that you sought God for many, many times with no answer will be answered in those moments. Be answered. And you read this. And there's such power in it. So that's what's about to happen. That's where we're going. Seven steps ahead of you. I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 steps ahead of you for the rest of your life. How many received that? Well, I believe that in the course of us finishing Galatians, that these are going to be things that we're starting to enter into. That we'll be entering into. And I said to the Lord many times, Lord, what I want is what you want. I prepare myself. You ask me to do, I'm prepared. But what I want is what you want. And there's a time for everything. And so I'm taking this time because I believe that the Lord wants you to hear it. He wants you to know it. I seen the children was the last thing. Let me tell you, I could call their names out. The ones that the Lord showed. He didn't show me all of them. But I could call the names out to the ones that he showed me. I see it still vivid. It's so clear to me. And I don't think it means there's an exclusion by any means. I just know that he showed them to me for a reason. There was a reason why those individuals... It doesn't mean that the ones I didn't see was excluded from this. But I can tell you that it is absolutely contagious. It's contagious. There's something about it. Can you imagine seeking him, as it said here in that first verse? My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. You never have experienced real thirst until you have a thirst and there's no water. When you know there's water in the icebox, you thirsty, but you know you can go get it and it's there. The thirst he's talking about is a thirst where there is no water. Let me tell you, you feel the pain of that thirst. He said, that's what you're going to want when you seek me. Some people seek him, but they feel like he's there. And he'll just do it for me. It'll be okay. It's like seeking God, but not too much. You don't have to seek him too much because he's already there. I know he's there. He wants us to seek him like we're seeking for him in a land where there's no water. That's the thirst. Think about that. Well, I can tell you it's going to be wonderful. And I immediately started pursuing it. Immediately. I went over these verses again this afternoon. I went over them again before I came down here. I went over them again. And I said, Lord, this is going to be something. Wow. So now you have it. You have the text to the next series. The title of the series is called Intimacy. You have it. And so this is way in advance. You don't have to wait till we get there to pursue it with everything that's in you. Just yield to him. And I can tell you it's going to be something. Amen? All right, well, I thought five or six people would jump up and just shout. We'd all went home. We'd be dismissed and go home. Where there's no shout, there shall be slides. Maybe you shouted on the inside. I don't know. You know why it's tough? We really need intimacy. It's been a long time. I'm not talking about those moments you have at home. I'm not talking about that. You say, well, you might say, well, to me, that's intimacy. I'm not talking about that. I didn't see that. What I saw was a gathering of people. I seen a gathering of people. Well, when they stepped out their cars, it immediately started happening. When they were leaving, it was still going on. That's what I saw. I saw that happening throughout these services. And they weren't the same day. I could see it happening. Service after service, event after event, where there was a true desire and a passion to spend time with the Father. How many want that? All right. Well, I don't know what y'all did as far as that. Is it the recording? All right, stop it. We'll stop that. That'll be separate. And then we'll start it again. And this will be Galatians. I'm going to just give you a couple verses and then we're going.